That's a rather scary US public information campaign from 1987. Back then, hysteria was high as this new silent killer swept its way across the United States.
At the time, John Manuel Andriotte was a young man living in New York, watching in horror as the people around him became sick and died. He went on to pen a book called Victory Deferred: How AIDS Changed Gay Life in America, and he became one of the foremost journalists to specialise in HIV/AIDS reporting. But whilst HIV has impacted on him for most of his adult life, it wasn't until 2005 that it really hit home. As Ashley Byrne reports, that's when he was completely shocked to discover he too was HIV positive.
Hello? Oh, hey there. How are you? This is John.
John Manuel Andriotte is very much a man who is living with HIV. He's also one of America's leading writers on HIV and AIDS issues, and also reports on a variety of other health subjects too.
Why don't you shoot me an email and we'll follow up?
Journalism doesn't pay particularly well these days, so every cent he does earn is now more crucial than ever to John. When doctors told him he was HIV positive 7 years ago, it was the financial implications of his diagnosis that had the most immediate impact on his life and well-being.
I found that my insurance policy only covered $1,500 a year for prescriptions. Suddenly, that mattered a great deal because the HIV medications that I had to start taking right away cost more than $1,500 a month.
John's focus on his health meant he took his eye off the ball when it came to generating freelance work, something you just cannot afford to do when you're self-employed, and a spiral of financial instability ensued.
After being, you know, an educated middle-class professional in Washington, D.C., to now find myself living in my mother's spare bedroom with all of my nice room and board furniture in a storage space, because I couldn't afford rent on my own apartment after living on my own for 30 years. It was quite a dramatic change in my life, not exactly where I expected or hoped or certainly want to be at 54 years old.
But the economic implications of living with HIV in America is something which John was already aware of.
I saw gay men become sick with AIDS in the late 80s. And as a result, they were unable to work. Because they couldn't work, they soon lost their health insurance. And so I saw middle-class, educated, professional men impoverished, forced to rely on public programs like Medicaid and Medicare and charity to get the health care that they needed, simply to stay alive for what at that time was a fairly short period after their AIDS diagnosis.
John's older friends from New York at that point in their 40s all died of AIDS within a few years. Of course, two decades on and people in the West are increasingly told HIV is no longer a death sentence. And it's true that in most developed countries, if you get an early diagnosis and get the meds right, you can live a virtually normal lifespan. But that doesn't mean living with HIV is a walk in the park.
I take 4 tablets of a protease inhibitor called Kaletra. I take 2 tablets in the afternoon, and then I take the other 2 in the evening, because taking all 4 at once is kind of a little harsh on the stomach. So I take Kaletra, and I take 1 tablet of Epsicom, which is another medication that targets the virus from a different angle. I also take 1 Tricor tablet a day, which is a medication that is used to lower triglycerides and to maintain a healthy cholesterol level. The triglycerides increased pretty dramatically after I started taking Kaletra, which is a common occurrence with some protease inhibitors. So the Tricor keeps my triglycerides at a normal level. You don't want those to be too high, because the higher they are, they increase your risk for nasty things like heart attacks and strokes. I also take something called allopurinol, actually, to keep my uric acid at a healthy level. because I had gout, which is an extremely painful type of arthritis that I had in my hands, actually, which is unusual, although not completely unheard of.
He also takes multivitamins, a baby aspirin, and milk thistle in an attempt to stop the pills from damaging his liver. And eating and drinking the right things has never been more important to John.
I drink lots of iced green tea with peppermint, and even my iced tea is deliberate because, you know, tea has very high antioxidants, cancer-fighting properties, and peppermint is very soothing for the gut and stomach, and so even my iced tea, you know, is part of my treatment regimen. One of the ways that having HIV has affected me is kind of underscoring and exaggerating sometimes my natural tendency toward being hypochondriacal, you know, where I will have a cold and think, oh, gosh, this is it, you know, or I will bruise myself and I'll be convinced that the bruise is going to turn into a lethal cancer.
An HIV positive status presents other challenges, too.
The interpersonal, emotional, spiritual aspect of living with HIV and trying to convey that to another person and hope to connect with them and, you know, to forge sort of a compassionate bond with another person. And then when you add sex to the mix, it's even more complicated because then issues about infectiousness and who does what to whom and what to do with this person versus that person raises all kinds of questions.
But despite the difficulties he faces day to day following his life-changing diagnosis, John Manuel Andriot shows no sign of it getting him down.
It makes me more conscious of the things in life that I'm grateful for, starting with life itself. And I always say that if you start out with the attitude that you are grateful merely to be alive, everything else is just frosting on the cake after that, because that's a pretty profound thing to be grateful for. And I think most people that I see around me don't have that awareness.